Shkus Avi Mari. The sugya of Shtar Yaitis is a large sugya. It's negeh where you can read it on Shabbos. And also, Sivda Zayin discusses what's negeh to read B'Yimei Chol. We'll start this chabura of Ez Hashem, B'Yisayim next chabura. The numerous svarim who discuss this concept, the svarim that are miyuchad on this concept, is the Sefer Al-Mashulosh, Nuchoshloimo, Mikar Kodesh, Shtar Yaitis, Jodesh B'Shabbos, numerous for hundreds and hundreds of pages of each sefer upon this. We'll try to be mitzad of the Indian. On the daf that are given out, there are 29 Eterim. So I made half the issue being taken care of, being mitzad of the Eterim that are over here. The other half of the remembering it and understanding it, that's all up to you. I took you half the issue, and you have to take care of the second half of the issue. First, we have a Mishnah on Daf Kufim Chesed Beis. The Mishnah Shabbat says, "Moin the Odom is Orchov." A person can count his guests. That's Paparisov, and his Minim Adanim. Rashi explains his desserts over here. May piv from his mouth Avloy Menaksav. A person cannot read it. First question: Come along with Chassam Seif and Shuvo. Pasach Shulchan says, "How can he count people? Is it the Raisim in the Torah? They go count people. Ain't coming Koymoi." Put it to the side. Come along the Gemara and says, "What is the Isser of writing on Shabbos?" My timer, Rabbi Bibi says, Gzeir Hashem Yimchoik. Abaye says, Gzeir Hashem Yikoshtor Adyaitis. Two different reasons. Rabbi Bibi says, if you read these things, either the paparosev or the names, you come to erase it. Abaye says, Gzeir Hashem Yikoshtor Adyaitis. The Gemara goes on further, being done the rabble. Here's Abaye, maybe Rabbi Bibi agrees, also Shtor Adyaitis, Mitalasuk of Light Plug. A bet of three different sheets over here, Mandu Omrim. We have Rabbi Bibi, Abaye, and rabble. A local Maisa had a paskin, Machalik among the Rishaydim. Those are passing the Ikir Shem Yimchoik, like our Bibi, that's the Balamor, and afterwards your aim, the Smag, the Smak, your Kech, or Venu, Ruchim, and others. In the Isser Shem Yimchoik, there's a Shal among the Achorinim, there's a mean also Shem Yichtoiv. That means the Rakhshash maybe you come to cross it out to right over here. So this is a Shire Friday discusses the Isser Lad after Yimchoik, even to case is the Rakhshash of writing, or Chshulchon. However, the Steam is a place, Kim is only Shem Yimchoik, and the Vaz and Shuvah seem to go this way. Of the Yashuv, others being down, the Isser Dafka Shem Yimchoik. So again, we have one Isser among the Shayna Pasuk Habibi, Shem Yimchoik. You have in front of your list, you might come to erase it. Asad Hashemi, the big three, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, they pass can either like a Bayah or a Rabbo, and you also, or you have a Bayah, or you only have a Bayah of Shem Yikro Shterad Yaitis. That's the Piskariaz, Rav Yor, and you read the Torah very clearly, he says Shem Yikro Shterad Yaitis, and that's what Machabit, Sidi Bey says. What is the Isser? Gzeir Hashem Yikoshtor Adyaitis. That means the Mechaba Paskins, the second Malach, al Shtor Adyaitis. Coming to the Rashbun, says, Be'ikir, Kol Oilin, and Echod. In Be'ikir, we have two different problems over Shem Yimchoik, Shem come to Yishtor Adyaitis. And therefore, the Mishavua starts off the Simen, not like the Mechaba, goes like the Chai Odom. We always have to worry about two things over here. We have to worry about Rabibi, Shem Yimchoik. Number two, you have to worry about Rabba and Abayo, which had a sugar of Shem Yikoshtor Adyaitis. That's how the Ikka and the Malachim is from go. You always have to worry and take care of two things. Therefore, come along, you'll see there are certain Eterim only for Shemi Yimchoik. We'll have over here 11 Eterim. There is also an Eterim only for Gzeir Otto Shtar Adyaitis. There'll be 13 Eterim. And then there's something called Shtar Adyaitis Mamish. I mean, this sugya of reading things is Otto Shtar Adyaitis. Shtar Adyaitis Mamish will have its Eterim. It's 5 Eterim. Today's Chabur will go through the 11 Gzeir Otto Shemi Yimchoik. Only 8 negate Gzeir Otto Shtar Adyaitis. Next 5 leave to next Chabura. We'll go through the Shtar Adyaitis Mamish, the time over here. To start with, the Moin Am is very lax, and we read everything on Shabbos. Whether it's novels, or books, or menus, we seem to be makel. So first, the starting point, coming to Rashba and Shuvo, Chalik Zayin, quotes Ramban, discussing the case of Gzeir Shalom on Shabbos that people read. He says, the Maisa, since the R sheet is a Paskin, the Ikka is Shem Yimchoik. Therefore, if you won't have this issue, ain't koyach biyadenu nimchis biyadenu. We have no right and no koyach to make a macho against people. And therefore, the taz and the sugyo, and he says it over, he goes to shakram tari of the sugyo, he says the mice the end day, ain la aser, if you take care of Shem Yimchoik. The bach and shuvo, he says, ain lon levatu aminig. So it comes out practically to make a macho against a person, ain la aser, ain ligger, there's always work to be semichon, come on every case, because we could do semichon just the shita Shem Yimchoik. That means the Vada is supposed to take on all sheetahs. But the starting point is, the Amoyin Am is very lax, is what to be semichon, and this problem is ready from Rishonim. not just today's day and age when they have the Mishpacha, before the Zman, before the different magazines, the Isser, the problem with the Zman, Rishonim, the Olam is lax, there's what to be Samachan. Now the question, what are you going to do practically?
Seemingly, they could be
my, we'll get to different cases. Fine, first, we have to Mishbrua, we passed, we have to worry about two separate sugyas, Shem Yimchoik, Aswa Bibi, and Shem Yikoshtar Yaitis. So first, Al Shem Yimchoik, we'll go through first the 11 at time floating ground over here. First, the Gemara speaks out that something is chokok, something is engraved. Says the Gemara, according to Shem Yimchoik, there's no problem, explains to Mishbrua, because koshli mochik, very hard to erase it. Now, the sugya comes out, whether it's on a koisel wood on a tavlo. That means you'll have another problem that cannot do it on a tavla of stirred yaitis. But the reason as Shemer Yimchoik, whether it's a kreisel or tavla, would not make a difference, the mice will be motor. Now, in that case, the mice is not too common, but we have number one het in the Gemara, chokuk, but tavla mice it's motor. The second thing is, the Gemara speaks out.
According to this, anything
printed. That's not chokuk, but tavla. We'll get to print in a different situation. We'll get to the start. We'll get to what you're saying. Step by step. Number one is Chok B'Tav, let's say Gemara. Number two, the Gemara has that side over here. Let's say something is very high up and you cannot erase. Very high up. The Gemara sends you back to the Sugyan Daf Yabez, a look at Simon Ayin Reishay, the person that cannot read Ba'ora Ner. The person cannot read by candle, says the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, why Shemayato. Says the Gemara Daf Yud Bez and Bez, says Rabbo. Maisa, let's say it's even very high up, and the person cannot tilt the candle to go read it. Still, there's an Isser as mitzvah, the sugya of loy plug. Therefore, over here also, since over here it's very low down, you can erase it. Even though it's very high up, also you have a bayah of loy plug. Void, maybe I'll be agreed to the sugya of shtarad yaitis, two different reasons. And therefore, it comes out that we have a problem of things very high up, but Maisa can come along to Aser. After Bibi will come to Aser as loy plug. Building upon that, you say that we see we compare the two sugars, the sugar and simon Zayin Sif Yud Beis, the sugar and simon Ayin Reish Hei. Commonly, we shade in the place and say, let's compare the sugars mamish. That means over there in Ayin Reish Hei, commonly the Machaber in Sif Beis and Sif Gimel, he has two retirem. Basically, the same you said. Over there says, based upon the Gemara, let's say two people read the letter together, read something together. Is there a bayah shemayato? The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis and Shabbos says two people reading it together. There's no bayah shemayater. One person will remind to the other person. Void and Sif Gimel says not only that, if only one person is reading it, and you point to another person as a shomer, also no bayah shemayater. Build upon this, commonly Rashi by us Daf Kuf Mem Tes and says the person appoints a shomer, or a person over here is reading something together, a piece of paper. They have a chashash shem yimchoik. There'll be no problem with shem yimchoik. One person will mind to another person. They will come on the Prima Godim over here, the carbon sand over here, and numerous places can bring down that mitzvah sugya of Shem Yimchoik, whether you appoint a Shemer, or you have two people reading it together, L'maisa there is no problem. That's true, it's not brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. Maisa or Chashavas does bring it down, because Shuvah does bring it down. They do bring down the Zeheter. That means you want to read a menu together with somebody else, or make him a Shemer. You took care of the problem of Shem Yimchoik. I mean, the Gemara asks the menu, the Mishnah asks it, you have a shame over here, or you read together, Maisa, it's motor, al shem yimchoik. Now, you could ask the Maisa, if so, why the Gemara bring down this heter? So, that's in the rich from the sugya, the riches that we have asked this question. He has two ways to answer. You want to say, maybe the heter reading together, dafka mocha mitzvah. And that's when we go back to sugya in Ayin Reshei, over there, the Mishnah brings down the idea of reading one thing together with the other person, that heter is dafka mocha mitzvah, not. You bring down, my colleague, it's Taz versus Mogan Avram. When they get to Hashem and Sef Gimel says the Chodashani, everyone agrees even by Mokum Moshus, the Maisa, it's Motor. So it comes out, you take the Sugya over there to over here, Hashem over here, the Maisa be Motor. Even by Mokum Moshus. Now we take care of the Bayash, Hashem Yimchoik, we have a Heta of either two people together, maybe Mokum Mitzvah, or a case of Hashemer. Building upon that, a third Heta. The Aloha is, Kamal Moshe and Shuvah and Archaim Chalakei, Simcha Beis, the loch over here is that reading a Gerah Shalom Betzim is also. There's a Moshe can retautal as Mukse a Gerah Shalom. He says, what is the issue of reading a Gerah Shalom? We have two problems. One is Shem Yimchoik, and we'll get to Otto Shared Yoytis. At Shem Yimchoik, again, let's compare it back to Simon Ayn Reshei. We said Sif Beis has a heter, two people together. Sif Gimel has a heter, Mitzad Hashemir. Sif Dalad has a heter of Odom Choshev. On the Choshev, there's no Bayah Shemiyatra reading by candle. Kamal Moshin says, "Bizmana zeh, we're all chashuvim. When was the last time you erased something? We don't erase things. Who erased something over here? All chashuvim. They even want taina bizmana zeh us. Just like an ayinu sheyeva hetas choshev. Also, we won't have a heter. We won't have an iser of shemim chod to all adam choshev." Now, Kamal Yivakesh Toyo, or the Minchas Noshen, Shuvi wants to argue to Moshe and says, even over there, Maisa Mishmu doesn't want to be Mekel over there, only with Sirif, or the case of a Ner Shaiva, wants to make a Sirif out of it. Could be over there, the reason why Mishmu wants to be Machmer, because Gemara itself has a Mishmu ben Elisha, Maisa, he did Shemiyato. Void is very easy to do Shemiyato, but the race is a whole pool over here. But Moshe says, the Maisa, we have a Hetab is Manazer, of Onim Choshev, likes him Ein Reshei. Another, a fourth Heter. Kamal Erech Shabbos says on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, as Emas Adin, you have a heter. What you makel? Go back to Ayin Reish Hay. A person we said cannot read from a candle, unless you have a machzer and you're in the Rayim. Can you go use it? Says the Mechaber, as Emas Adin, you have a heter to go use a machzer. Says Erech Shabbos, you want to read a menu on Rosh Hashanah, once you compare the two sugyas in Rashba, and the place can be down the Pimgon and Kobin Sanal, we have a head to him, we tell the Sugir of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Be'etzim, not Sugir with it, we the Mechab is Yom Kippur, take the Rosh Hashanah as a Mavucha, but most people can take it to Rosh Hashanah. You can hear why Yom Kippur is more Emes Adin. Mechab says Yom Kippur, what?
Machzir Rosh Hashanah.
Let's say, oh no, so also the Machalikshah over there, is it the day or the Machzir? The two questions over there in Lun Ayin Reish Shahi. Is it Davka Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah, or is it Davka Mitzvah, even anything? A lot of places can take it everything. It's the day itself. Today is a scary day. The Rosh Hashanah took you to everything.
There's a leap from a
master
to a
minion. Yeah, so again, the case it doesn't say exactly what it is. It'll show among the Achron Yatul Ayin Reish Hay what the case is. Whatever the case is over there is over here, the Rosh Hashanah. So come along, we have from that Sugin Ayin Reish Hay three Eterim Hashem Yim Choyk. We have the Heter Mitzad, either Shemir or to be reading it together. We have a second Heter Paisim bring down the Adam Choshev, those who want to argue to Moshe. We have a Heter Mitzad, the Amos Hadin. A fifth sugya, coming from the Shavu and the Migzan of Magavam for the Bach, that let's say a person is not in his control to go erase things. It's not up to him, he's not the Bala boss, he's just a shamash over here. Or, for example, at my house, if my wife gave me the menu, I try to erase things, oh, am I in trouble? I have no rishus to erase the menu. Now, who's writing over here? She's boss over here, or even in certain shuls, the Gabbai, in my shul, you have to bring the Mishaberek list before Shabbos to him to read off. He doesn't want to hear the names on Shabbos. You give him the list, the Gabbai is reading it, he can erase your list. It's my list. So when he gives something that's not yours, ain't biyadoi, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Noch Shashem Yimchot, because you have no right to go erase it. So Shamash or Acha is not in his Rishus, takes care of the Bayah of Shem Yimchot. If that's so, we see a side that we're not answering things that are erasable. We're saying over here, we're trying to be practical. I mean, certain people get involved with the other attainment coming from. And the Chumri have a Gemara over here that says Loi Plug, even if it's very high up. We see that the side of Loi Plug is only something that you would erase. When it's higher up, we don't switch Ekimtas. But something that we see that you won't erase, even low down, came along and there's a Svo here, that Choyim are coming to say, not based on the Gemara, but there's a Svo here, to matter it. What if you took this idea over here, come along and say, let's take it even further. Something in print. When was the last time something that was in print that you erased? Has anyone ever erased something in print? Well, you erase it. The most you do is scratch it out, scribble it out. That itself is a shell, is a Shem Yichtayv. It's a Shem Yichtayv. Again, that's a Chiddush. Or Chushul said, yeah, a lot of people can say no. We say Shem Yichtayv. Therefore, come along the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. There's a whole Sefer on Shored Yichtis. He has come up from a Miyasha that said he read every psak in his name except for two of them. And this is not one of the two. He says over there that Biyasha says things in print like motzi shekoyis v'moichik the mice it's mutter. But again, where he got the site from? Once you have the mishabruah of the magom on the back that says that it's shamish want to erase the gemara, you can erase it. When was the last time you erased something that's in print over here? It's not that way. You could say maybe a different lashon, different nusach. The gemara only asks the things that are in the ink and not in print. They didn't have prints to ask in those days, so Chazal never asked them things in print. So myself, Biyasha comes along and says things in print had no Eshet Shem Yimchoik. Avadi Yosef in the Sefer in the Chazan Avadi in the Chelik Vav, it means it down Bli Chaylik. I mean, Avadi Yosef is all Bekiyas, it's left as a Loch LaMaisa, no problem, things in the Maisa in print, the Maisa Mutter, the Kerkosh goes this way. In the case of a pen, The Maisa that you can erase. People show me they can write it on a check how you can just scrape it out and can erase it. The Gemara says ink Maisa is erasable. It's a Mishnah site over here. So a pen won't have this heter. But thinking of print, people Maisa don't erase. Maisa is a chiddush. Again, there's a Yisrael Shabbat that takes you the inning of Shem Yimchai. You can argue the point. Maybe it's Nichol Ne'eser over here. But Maisa Lubiyashiv says it. Avadi Yosef went this way. Yesh Lotan. Similar. Take it a step further. First, has only a Kamal Lubiyashiv Nochel Chiddush and says you have a list of Orchim. What is the reason to ask for it? You might come to erase. Today's day and age, when we make food, we make barachos. Now we, I mean the Americans, the Israelis, depends where you are, let's be honest. I once heard Shlomo Yehuda Rechter speak in Yeshiva Smirbele by the Simon Reish Eva. He said he learned when he was a bacher, used to go out to eat. Let's say there's seven people by the meal, they always served eight pieces, one more than the amount that was there. Well, because everyone gets one, there's always one left. Now, don't get to take the last piece. But then also, you see there's one left, so it's always looked like the Ravchus. So one thing you learn from the Israelis is to always have one more than the amount of people that's there to learn. And then he still took a while to chop. That's Aeneas, having one more there, but it shows Ravchus. Fine, that's not Americans. Right? So that's not people who have money. You go to a hall, to a simcha, it's always 10%, 20% more. Everything's either a lot. We do everything Ravchus. Kamal Gam Yashim says, if so, even as Manazel, you have a list of Orchim. There's no issue of erasing, no shash of erasing it. People invite, don't come, people don't invite, do come. You know, each on to their own. Everyone does whatever they want. So you want to tighten up, put it down, but the new Shmir Shabbat, the Chosin, the Prince, you bring down local Maitre, the Yashiv, the new Piskei Tshuva brings it down. That today, having a list of Orchim Maitre is not a problem. Against the Mishnah. Mamish against the Mishnah. Maitre comes along and says, again, who are they getting it from? Once you have the side over here, the Mishnah, the Makaram, the Bach, they be practical over here, people are not going to erase today. What about you have a list of only names? So there is a Torah Shabbos. You want to say Pshat? The Mishnah says you have it says Archav or Paparoisim together, one verse and other. When you have a list of only names, the only Paparoisim, you don't see any Yitz over here. I said, come bring down the Mishnah. Maisi read the Chayodom. His words are Oy Paparoisim Oy Archav. He says one or the other. Well, Pasha says this should not make a chilik over here. Either one. I'm only saying Shem Yimchak. I have, again, on the list, right? If you have a piece of paper, the 11 things Shem Yimchak. You have to mati each one.
So who is
mati the Shem Yimchak? The Torah Shabbos. Torah Shabbos is a safe that's called by the Torah Yisrael already. So it's no. For the Mishnah Berurah. A eighth heter is a, let's say, person of Shira on Sunday. And he wants to learn, prepare from his notes beforehand on Shabbos. And his derech is to cross things out because he sees he makes mistakes. People mamish make mistakes all the time. Can he prepare from his notes? There's a chash shem yimchaik over here. Crossing. So the said, come along this one, they bring down, ready the shayachuv, the chidof, the radvaz. Depends. If you're learning it and agiv, the derech is to cross things out and change things, there's no problem. Torah le maisa has a heter. Agam is even for a person to change. But Torah has a heter over here. And Shlomo Zalman's example is a magad shir. Now they do say, it says radvaz, we're talking the chidof, the shayachuv, but let's say you're reading it only to fix it. And I have its club negated with Tzachatzacho. But if you're learning it and agav the derech is to magia, that's no problem over here. So you're not going to have the Torah won't have the chashash Hashem Yimchaik. A ninth heter is, let's say, or lead a person to the idea of erasing, but won't be the is of erasing, or the is of the rice of erasing. That means the record that's coming from, coming from Shlomo Zalman, here's a bayah, we have a chashash Hashem Yimchaik. It's not an Isra Raiso. It's not the world of Chash Hashem Yimchaik. It's like Zero like Zero. So the Chur to answer the Fina Mishmur is very simple. Mishmur we know in Simon Shin Mem, by the case of Mechiko, he says, this is not Moichel Amnas Lichtoiv. This is Moichel Amnas Lasakim. We see a story from Shlomo Zalman that something won't be a Isra Mechiko to Raiso. The Chur, Lav Dav, is Nichol Chash Hashem Yimchaik. What's that negate to? Can you read a computer screen? In the shul, they have now the Nedarim Plus, and they have all these things over there to read over there. Let's say, not Makom Mitzvah. Can you read these things on Shabbos? So you get involved with the Issa Mechika on a computer, so you couldn't get involved with Snappy Yotri. One heter. Very simple. You have the Mishnah Berurah's heter. But Stambos are these Shoyd Shabbayim. On a computer screen, what exactly is that? Is that something that a thousand times a second it comes and makes bleep, 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 a thousand times it gives you a mark over there. If you stop it, is that act of mechiko? or just stopping something from coming. What is that really mechikovi? He's stopping, the person turns off or changes the oisis from coming, the ink or the dioy, whatever the screen coming, is that mechiko? So the nice is Shlomo Zalman and the Shmashavas, they say the most is the drop on them. If that's so, the reading computer scheme won't be a problem. I saw Shenil, the Yashiv, of Osner, and we learned the Sugi when you learn Simish Man, the Gayat Kaisa, they call it Isner Aiso. But comes out that the Isser Mechiko is only Shash, it could be a case of the Aiso. Maybe the reading computer scheme won't have this Isser over here.
At that time, we mentioned that the pixel was not a Sira, computer.
We had this question over there. If that was an issue or not. What? We'll get to Gidarm first. Let's go for the Terim. We have a case over here. Nochayeter. Come on, Paiskim, and say, let's say a person reads something without Kavono. Let's say he walks by something, and naturally his eye picks up something. He picks up an advertisement. Or people, when they see things, sometimes you have to read to be involved. Certain times, you're not involved, don't read, but you see it. When you walk in the street, you have to have your head down. Do you have to, can't see? So the Issa of Chaim Kineski and the Chodashani, and they say, seeing something without coming to read it, this is Korea. However, something that you end up seeing naturally without getting involved inside of it is not Nichol Issa Shem Yimchaik, or Shad Yitz, but also Azatar, not Shem Yimchaik. Something you're not involved with, no Chashash Kam Kineski. So again, it came out in the Geshem Yimchoik, L'chor, we start off, if you take care of these Bayash of Yimchoik, L'chor, you cannot make a machon on the person. It comes out, we had 11 Eterim. Gets on the page, just go through it very quickly. Number one, something that's engraved, not to come him. Mice is Mutter, the Makor for that, the Mice is a Gemara. The next three things, second, third, or fourth Eter, is either two people or a Shomer. That's the Eitzah every single time, tell a person, go read it for you. Or those one time, it's Manazer, by Rishima, we make Ravchas, that's a Bayashiv. Or says the Archa Shabbos, you have Amos a din upon you, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or built upon the Sugya, the same Ayin Reishay, the Maisa Veheter. Number five, those who want Taino, if it's not for Yodah to go race, for example, a street sign is not for Yodah for you to go race, you can read a street sign, there's no problem over here. Things are not in your own hand, you're Shamish, it's Acher, there's no Issa over here. A sixth Heter, build upon this, it'll be Yashiv, once he's not much of you to race, a person can read a Tfus Bezman as a non-racist friend. A seventh heter, those who want taino, that inviting urchim l'maisa is not a problem, can do things brachless or b'yashiv, you can argue the point. An eighth heter is just being shameless by itself, Torah Shabbos wants to be mekel against the chayodom. A ninth heter means how the sugya of Torah not glazer. A tenth heter is that a person does an act of mechikah that won't lead to ister reis and won't be a problem. 11th heter is reading things b'li kavono l'maisa's mutter. An icon, one chelik. Next, we have now a second thing you always have to worry about. Otu shtar yoytis. Again, whether it's had abayo or Rabbah says even Rabbi Bibi agrees. Oh, sorry. Because we Bishwa paskins two separate reasons. So you have to worry about Rabbi Bibi, about Shem Yimchoik, and otu shtar yoytis. Second thing is otu shtar yoytis. Now, Iker are two things. Is shtar yoytis. You have to be very clear. Two separate things. Is shtar yoytis. Is otu shtar yoytis. Two different things. Shtar yoytis is a contract. And there's otu shtar yoytis. Read the Mechaber, Sifyut Beis is otu shtar yoytis, and Sifyut Gimel is shtar yoytis. So I'm going to switch the order around, go up to the Sforosh, but first discuss the idiom that are shtar yoytis itself, and then get back to the thing that are otu shtar yoytis. That means in Sifyut Gimel, we have a sugyo based upon otu kufmem tes, and in Foshik Moan daf kufta zayin on Beis, a person cannot read shtar yoytis. What is that? The words of the report on the Tosfos is things that are Shtori Mekhel Memkar, Cheshbainis. That also is the Rosh. Now, what about the Gerer Sholem? We'll have to get to what that means, but the Mishabura being done also is Lichon Negeda of Shtori Adyaitis. You read it slowly, the Mishabura is coming to argue the Machaber. What is the case over here of the Gerer Sholem? Is it Otu or is it Mamish, the Machlokes, Rishonim and Poiskim? Now, why is it to read Shtori Adyaitis? What's the reason behind it? So, the Mishabura has two reasons. One brings down the reed brought down the Rosh, which had a sugar of Mimsa Chetzchel Vedabedover, Azurosh Buleleket, brought down the Paiskim of Bush of Bach and Taisha Shabbos. At Sashani, the Mishabur brings down from the Rambam, this is Jared Yitzis al Shem Yimchoik, the Smag, the Smak, the Ran, and others. Now, if you realize it's Al Shemi Yimchoik, you already have a bunch of Eterim over here, Al Shemi Yimchoik. You have 11 Eterim over here. That means you have a bill over here that you got from the company. Are you going to erase it as a print? No one erases it. No, that's not even yours. It's not going to make a difference if you erase it. You got a bill from a water company, a Chashmal company. That means if you go through Rambam's Mahalach, Hashem Yimchoik, Lechura, there would not be any problem in the gate to Ashtaros to the Mamazah. Again, the Mishwah has two problems. One means Tam Mimsa Chesach of Adab Adover. One means Tam the Sugya of Hashem Yimchoik. A Nafkamina between, if it's Shtored Yaitis or Otto Shtored Yaitis. Again, we have to have two things here. Otto, Shem Shtored Yaitis, that's if you'd base, and the Shtored Yaitis Mamish. What's the difference? Say four Nafkaminas. One will get the loch and sifta zayin. The Amos says loshna kodesh has a heter. You'll gain out of it. He'll teach you how to read it. We'll get to what the klal is to get Israelis, Americans next chaburah. Come with them with shaburah from the prima godim. That's a heter only otu shtar adyaitis. But when it's a bill mamish, that means the chashmal company gives you a bill in this country. There is no heter loshna kodesh. Even for the Americans who don't know how to read a bill, I can learn the language over here. There is no heter over here. One afkamino. A second afkamino. Something is chokok b'kaisel. It's engraved in the wall. The Gemara says, what is the reason b'kaisel is mutter? When nakri machlev otu shtar adyaitis. Not going to make a switch. But comes out, speaks out the Eli Rab Prima Godim. Something is shtar adyaitis mamish. Now, how do you have a bill engraved into the wall? I have no idea. But the bill mamish engraved into the wall will not have the heter. What will the heter? Only otu shtar adyaitis will have the heter. A third nafkamino, something called tzarech ha-gof, I've seen what that means, we'll get to Bez Hashem. Says the Prima Godim that only is a heter or otu, not shtar adyaitis. And the fourth nafkamina, the moin am's heter, what they call it, I'm enjoying what I'm reading over here. Get to Bezram next chaburah. I enjoy reading the Mishpacha, that heter, whatever that means. I only will have a heter or otu, shtar adyaitis. You can't say I'm enjoying reading a bill, won't have this heter. Those are four nafkaminas. Now, what is shtar adyaitis mamish? What does that mean? So the words of the Mechab is, his words are shtar chayvis v'cheshbaynis. Someone has a chayv over here, has a cheshbon over here. That means any contract, any bill, any receipt, any bank statement, any credit card bill, any blueprints, all these things are nichlan in the idea of shtar adyaitis mamish. Oh, so we'll get to that. So first, I set up a bunch of cases. The oil mic's discussing, what about advertisements? Pirsamot and the catalog. The catalog, I think, is the Hebrew word also, right? Catalog? Catalog. Fine, same thing. So whether it's a catalog and a pesamot, advertisements over here, I say, can you read that on Shabbos? Is that nichol and shtar adyaitis mamish? So pisvor shaloi, some of Simcha Bonim, Ukra Kodesh, and the Malachim say, what is a catalog? Come to buy and sell. It's not a contract. It's come to advertise for you to go buy things. Pashas is shtar adyaitis mamish. Mamish. Therefore, Paiskim say, let's say you have a price tag on also on your beged. A price tag there. Can you read the price? That's chura shtar hedit mamish. Can the person, if so, go window shopping? Some odd reason, women or people who act like women like going to do window shopping. Now they point out the person looks at the thing, it looks back down, back and forth, and himself. There might be a bayam sechad tzchol. But usually, people go window shopping. They enjoy looking at things. So this form the meisa to go window shopping. That's only the meisa's motive. But they read the prices. That's shtar adyaitis. I mean, a lot of times in the window they'll have a price there, trying to get you to go buy it, but you cannot read that on Shabbos. That's also. They do discuss, let's say on your soda bottle, all these things, they are advertising these different prizes. If you click all these things together, you get a prize, you win this, you win that. Are you allowed to go read it on Shabbos? Come along with Chodshani, it says the Chor, if you're going to, there's a Baya, of that's what? Business. Getting things together to get a win a prize. The Web, the Yashin says, well, it really it depends. If you have a kavono to go get the prize, it's osir. Mekach memkar. If you have no kavono, you're only enjoying it. People like enjoying reading what a coke tries to sell to you. Then you have a heter. Now listen to sound what that means. Now listen to sound what that means over here. We actually said a massive heter over here. That to read mekach memkar for enjoyment lemaisa is mutter. What does that mean to understand it? For example, let's say a person that has a bill that he paid up already. It's a bill from 10 years ago, a chozer from 20 years ago. He has pirsamot that he got a Regis Digest from 50 years ago. He got a mishpacha from years ago. The company closed down already. There's no chance of them buying it. It's out of business over here. Can you read an advertisement? Can you read a bill? There's no shaykhis anymore. Is there any Issa Storah Deitis Mamish? That means we said Oinik Shabbos is not a heter for Storah Deitis Mamish. That means the Magavum's heter will get to measure next Kapurah is not for Storah Deitis Mamish. There's no such heter. So something that Storah Deitis Mamish, but right now it's useless. It's Vom Mabakach. And what do you mean on Shabbos discuss it? Because people do Vom Shomabakach. It's meaningless. You have to say you're doing meaningless things, but it's a mutter to read Storah Deitis Mamish. Mice says, now it's nothing. It's from 50 years ago of a company that closed down. So it says the same from Mekroy Kodesh. The Mice, at the end of the day, it's not a contract. Was it right now? It's something you enjoy reading. It's only like, that it's not a contract. It's advertisement, not advertisement. Why are you reading it for? The place that a Pesach advertisement of 10 years ago, you're not going 10 years ago. It's not around anymore. You know, you read, it's not Shaychus to you over here. It does say if you're reading it to compare prices in the gate today to then, you have a bayah. But not comparing prices in general, why are you reading for? People enjoy reading advertisements, see what they sold then. Dr. Shabbos, he discusses it in the footnote. You might see, he goes back forth, he said, Tarachim, api svor shaboy, before there's not a reason why you make it on something that's not around anymore. Shtak is for it. It's not around. That's not called advertisement. It's called what? Vom shumabakach, I enjoy reading. If so, that's I'm agreeing with you. Watch me also. I'm agreeing with you. You want me to say what I agreed with? I said it's very stark a reason to matter. And those are my exact words. And you're trying to say, I said very stark. And you want to know what the other side is. I'm saying just like you. That's now, what is that? That's fine. That's it. There's the other side. Now let's take it now a step further. Let's say it did not expire. It's negated to Pesach right now to go to Italy. I'm not going to Italy. No one here is going to Italy, I don't think. So, Maiso, let's say it's a strimal that's selling me. I'm not buying a strimal over here. I'm not. It's to go to Turo College. It's to go in the summer of these places. Can I read these things over here? I mean, the advertising they have in the Mishpacha and all these type of magazines, I'm not mocking Mishpacha. Any of these magazines that they're advertising over here, 95% of the people are no shaykhs to them. 5% of shaykhs is a 0.01 actually gain. They're going to get it. But why am I reading these things to get it to what not Besser mentioned do, but Andrew mentioned do? Why am I reading it for? Why are people reading it? Well, they enjoy it. They want to see what other people do for Pesach or the summer or school or these businesses. No one's going to invest their money in the stock market. They don't even have any money. They all have chayvus. Fine. So can they read these business deals over here? Can a person read things that not negate to him? You take a step further, the stock is far, the mice say. To me, this is a contract, this is advertisement. Once you can, you, Lishitosa, you want to ask her even 50 years ago. But if you go like.
This is an expired.
To me, it's a pure oinig. Mice, they ask Shlomo Zalman, they get to reading a catalog. He says, you have a bayam inside the Sugyo Mukso. He says, since you're reading inside tiny Vano, the aloch is Mukso. So, Kuv Makoimin, the mice is mutter. We're saying, well, we have two things to go read over here. But Maisi mocked it. Then the Shmir Shabbos, he says, you can read these catalogs, just don't look at the prices. So the Maisi can. The Maiso, we asked the question, we wrote the letter of Chaim Knievsky. He wrote back, pictures are Storah Yoytis. Not because the words there, we'll have to get the next number of Chaim Knievsky. He also may have pictures. Then we asked him, Maisi, the Orchor Shabbos, when he discusses this footnote, he says, I'll call him Otter Storah Yoytis. We'll get the head of Otter Storah Deitis when it's motto here. Well, we'll get again. So there's Otter bell. What's Otter Shabbos saying? No. We can read any book, Otter Storah Deitis.
But why is Storah
Deitis
something that's not
a guide? Right, I'm saying I agree that there's a stacker, so I say it's not Storah Deitis.
So why not read the price?
Oh, that's also a good question. Maisa, why are you reading it for? That's also a good question. I can even argue the point. I hear.
Even if it's not Storah Deitis, it's funny to me after.
No, that's Orchor Shabbos says. We'll get the term of Storah Deitis. We get another term. Maisa, I'll come out. The newest thing that people will be reading that I'm not Storah Deitis, people are reading for now. My kids come to me on Shabbos and show me about this house to buy. We're not buying houses in these places. They show me about cars to go buy. They come with an MP3 that I tell them I can't buy, that I can't read on Shabbos. But then Mamish doesn't have the Tesla car. I'm like, I don't care about the Tesla. We're not buying a Tesla. We don't even have any car over here. I'm like, and they enjoy reading it. And to tell them that, well, that's Storah Deitis Mamish.
Why
For them? What? That's an interesting question. You came off your point, even on that Yishlotim. Yishlotim, why the price is also? Yishlotim, good question over here. So my sale comes out that if it's not Shoya Dietz's Mamish, we it's Mutter, and you have no Bayer Shem Yimchak over here, you can get involved in news advertising, why be Mutter? Find something to think about. A second letter in Shoya Dietz's Mamish is something that you can you read with Akavon, you see, let's say you're reading the Yetet. And there's advertisement on the side that Derek Agavi see it. You have to make sure not to go see it. The Chodeshani Mechaim Kiryevki said that Issa Daftor Likois. There's no Issa Agav to see something. You have to put your head down. And the Shari Ahead to Mamish, because also, Ot Shari Yachit is also Shem Yimchak. There's no Bayah of Agav saying things in the street, walking by saying things over here. A third Heter, for Mokka Mitzvah by Tyro, the Issa of Shari Yachit is why Afrim Sechetzachot. The Gemara Kshubas Nafei, you can pass the Loch and Simit Shinbav Sirches. The Loch is Chetzad Yidroch is Osir, Chetzad Yishamayim L'mais is Mutter. Once L'mais is Mutter, come on with L'mais Paisk, one time in the Shtur at Yaitis, L'mais should be the case over here that is Mutter. Now, it's a Mutter. There goes a different case of what that means, Shtur at Yaitis, L'mais is Mutter. For example, let's say a person has an advertisement for Dal Aminim. Can you read it on Shabbos? The person has a new sefer that came out. Can you read it on Shabbos? Ma'izal Shem Yimchok, no one's erasing his advertisement. Not Piyotri. Nobody has Shem Yimchok. I'm not erasing his sefer over here. Now to give the Chavtu Dishmayim. So Mipsach Chavtu is Chavtu Yitroch, Ma'izal is also Chavtu Dishmayim, Ma'izal is Motor. Therefore, the Esam Chavtu Yav, can you read about a new sefer? So the Ma'izal Tzarech Mitzvah is Motor. The well, the yash of the chodesh shoni, the mice they bring down, read it, but don't read the price. Mice, you have to why that. So the mice they will say, cannot mice to read the price. But the mice they point out the way the chodesh shoni says over, if there is no price, you can go look upon it. You could ask the mice at the end of the day, if the price helps you go buy it, so why not give me the price? Good or not clear why? Sorry, when?
You send out a word,
somebody
should
bring
for a color,
token color.
You're not allowed to say price. You see the price is only for you.
But if it gets you to go buy it, the Arab medium is getting to go buy it, the safer is going to go buy it. I mean, if it's 100 shekels, go buy it, 30 shekels, is going to go buy it. Why is that nichol to get a mokum mitzvah? Gets me to go buy the safer. Unless they point out, there's a hetter mitzvah, the sugya of mokum mitzvah. Another example is something that I've thrown in front of the shul to go look at. A dugmot. Can you go look at it? So Chaim Kinevki says, if a person is going to have no kavanah to go buy it, a vada can look at it. Tell you about its mutter. However, he says, if your kavanah to go buy it, he asks him to have a sukkah of achano. Ma'aseh l'chodeshani, he says, even if you have kavanah to go buy it, he says, ma'aseh it's mutter. Means the whole argument to have a sukkah of achano, Shmo, you have to go to the sukkah of achano. So the idea of opening him saying, go look when you're going to go buy after Shabbos, that's mamash shtoret yoyitz the ma'aseh mutter. We have mokum mitzvah the ma'aseh mutter. Now, by Kilis Mnei Torah, that's a Reuben Shul, who wrote the Aruch HaShabbos, Mar Koyin, they hung up for a long time a bill of the Chashmal to go show the Olam over here that how much it costs over here to run the Chashmal and the generator. And there's a big tumult in the Shul. Are you allowed to hang it up? Especially the main point is how many people are there during the week, and much more on Shabbos, to go advertise to the Olam to go pay the Chashmal bill for the Shul. How much the bill for the year, how much we're missing. Meister, the Yisrael Chaim Kinevsky says, not G'day. Mishas Yoshi wants to say, the Meister Osir. I have a Meister Rav that's Mutter. They hung on for months and months and months. They left it as is. They'll definitely get a mitzvah over here. And the Kakshamati and other places also do that way. They hang up, they hang up and build a picture of it, right? I've seen a bunch of places. They circle it in yellow, and this is how much we have to go pay, how much we owe, and the bank, how much we owe, how much chavis we have over here. But the Pasha putting with the head coming from Mokka Mitzvah. Again, all the swarms seem to be a factor where they're getting it from. A fourth that against Shoya Dietz's Mamish, the Sugya of Torah. We'll get to Be'ez Hashem next time with Sif Yud Zayin. Can a person read a Ksuba? Shoya Dietz's Mamish. Can read a Prozbul? Can read a Heter Isker? Can read a Get? Can read Tanoim? All these cases we'll get to Be'ez Hashem next time. A fifth Heter is, can a person read Shoya Dietz's Mamish with his eyes and not with his mouth? Kavugli Rishayim, they bring down Tosfos, and the words of the Mishnah is Maino Bepiv, Loi Biksav. Maybe the Issa is Dafka Bepiv, and not Biksav. This is dafko to say with the mouth. There's always the mice will be mutter. Tzad Hashani, come along with Ben Yoino, the Rashba, the Ritva, they come along and say, no, either they have a raya from the Tzefta, or the Tzefta says, if a person that cannot read a ksav tachas the yukto, lures that the Tzefta is also the stakel, looking at it in and of itself is also. Boy, the lotion of kriya, when I say this is dafka kriya, the words are loikula or aner, mission daf yud aleph, loikula or aner does not mean with your mouth. Means even with your eyes. Then we say the ritual of the place from Antaina, the Isser is even behirer. That means the machlokes among the Rishonim, is there an Isser, neger to hearer, to be things. Now you have to realize Alocha behirer is brought down three times in Shulchan Aruch, Sifyut Beis, Sifyut Gimel, and Sifyut Dalet. Three different times, three different Alochas it comes out. In Sifyut Gimel discussing Shtorah, Yotis, Mamish, that's also behirer. Taska not like Tosis. Sifyut Beis is Ramos saying it. There are otter shtar adyaitis. Now the question is, to answering a sifri gimel by shtar adyaitis, what's a pasuk? The reason why we're answering is, mimtza cheskha v'dabed over. Deeper is osir. Here, the gemara daf kuf yud gimel is mutter. The gemara brings down, lalocho, and sifri shin vav sif ches, here is mutter. So the question is, why the world we're answering, going against taishvis, we're saying that lalocho is, here is osir, to reach the Adyaitis Mamish, the Pasuk is Mimsa Chaskha V'Dabba Dover. Deeper is also here, the Maishri Motor. Let the hero be matter. As a matter of fact, the Orcha Shulchan, the answer is you're right. There's no Isser Mimsa Chaskha. The Isser is Shem Yimchaik. That's all there is. If that's so, if you take care of the Sugyo Shem Yimchaik, we have the level wayside gear, it's not yours. You have a case of a Shem over here, the Chora case of Yelbi Motor. By the Adyaitis Mamish, you want to get Bill? Read it with your eyes, that it's not yours to erase. When the Archa Shulchan sounds like Shubi Motor. Kiddush Otsum. The Maiso, you read the Paiskim, they did not go this way. The Mishmua, come to the Pima Godim, Paisu Shabbos, the Graz, the Yavis, Lavush, they come along and say still that the reading is worse than here. Mimse Chetzcho is Motor only be hero, but not reading with your eyes. Kriya is worse. Chometzvei. Why? Two different ways of saying it over. The way the Mishmua says over, from again the Pima Godim Lavush, because when you read it with your eyes, you're doing an act over here, you end up doing a master makam shtar adyaitis. It will lead to an act of shtar adyaitis, talking about, discussing it, leading to do something with it. Therefore, true, the halacha is usually dabed over, here is mutter, but not negates the sugya master matin. Kule cholik zerihi. The way the Graz and the kids, the reason why they explain to me machmer, why it's worse over here, they say because usually the case over here is here is only your mind, no one sees anything, it's not nicker. Here is nicker, I'm reading a bill. But Snicker took away the head of hero. Snicker took away the side of the head of hero. So it comes out, the Paiskim discussed that we have a head to. By Shtar Adyaitis, the Sugya of hero, Tosfos says, yeah, we don't go this way. The Archa Shulchan wants to say, what's Issa Shem Yimchoik? Paiskim says, no, it's also asked the Sugya of Shtar Adyaitis Mamish. So it comes out, and this Chalik, what is the head of Shtar Adyaitis Mamish? He spoke out 5 points. Number one, to read Shtar Adyaitis Mamish, if you mean tell a Sugya of no, Stark is for what he make all. Look for it, I'm not sure. Stark is for what he make all over here.
That's not negate right now.
That's not. There are two cases. One not negate, one even negate, but not negate to me. The two things. One's not negate to anybody, it's 50 years ago. One's not negate to me, I'm not buying this thing in Australia. Not negate to me. Nothing against Australia. Later. A second thing is reading something bleak of honor, the mice that's water. A third thing is B'mok Mitzvah. The Paikim say you can go read it. And some say you should not read the price. A fourth thing is Mokam Torah, so if you're Zayin. A fifth thing, Kriya Behirer, that Taisus, we do not collect Taisus.
Why not Mitzvah? Why not?
That will not have the heter of Shtar Adyaitis Mamish. We'll get to other heter, but not enough of this. Next thing now is Gzeru Otter Shtar Adyaitis. That means really going backwards, going now back to Sif Yud. Sif Yud Beis over here. They're Otshar Adyaitis. So come along. The law is that also go through different Eterim. Could a person read things that are B'mokim Mitzvah? Hashem Lechor again. We'll have the same Sugya in the Ger to Shtar Adyaitis. What about Otshar Adyaitis? So come along the Mishnah Berurah. It brings down the Mag Avraham. It says the words of Minig Yisrael Toru. The Chashbonus Shal Mitzvah LeMaisa Shari, Maisa Smoter, and therefore says the Mishnah Berurah. For this reason, a person who wants to have a shamish to go call for the Suda's mitzvah, lemaisa it's mutter. So again, we have cases over here, not like the Yavis, not like the Elirabo. The loch is things that we, the case of the Tzarech mitzvah, lemaisa is mutter. Now, it's case over here is for a Suda's mitzvah. What is nichol in the category of a Tzarech mitzvah, Suda's mitzvah? Like saying a person has a right that no gzera shem yimcha, shem otter shere dyaitis. So first, person wants to invite Orchim. Of Orchim, is that nichol negeder that a person can read his Rishima, read his papruis, mitzvah the sugya of Orchim? So come along the place of Shabbos, the Prima Godim, Master Shekel, who says, yes, Lochet Simon Shinla Megimel, because Orchim is a mokka mitzvah. Now Orchim means that if you came outside the city, Mashkin inside the city is inviting neighbors is not nichol in the category. Either old Isk over here says it's osir. The words are, over here discussing students mureyim. So that tells you, Shabbos, Prima Godim, which is Rad, Machs Shekel, all four say, we're discussing over here, students mureyim. Students mureyim are coming to Aser, but not students of Achnos Orchim. The Maisha that be case over here, that's Mutter. If so, the obvious question is, what about Suda Shabbos? I mean, Suda's mitzvah is very simple. Achnos Orchim is a mitzvah. Suda's by mitzvah, Luchu is a mitzvah. Shalom Zohar, Shalom Simon Reish. Suda's mitzvah there, it's a few days. Very samach. Bris is Suda's mitzvah. Sheberach is Suda's mitzvah. What about Suda Shabbos? If Suda Shabbos is Suda's mitzvah, that a person can read his Rishima. If there's no Bayah Hashem Yimchoy, can you go read it over here? So take this Issa over here. So the Achor, a couple of Makaris to say the Maisa, it is Mutter. That means the Orchor Shabbos, at least when he runs Sefer, he wants to say in footnote, the Pasha of Suga over here sounds like the Aser. Suda Shabbos. What's the mission discussing? It's in the case of Shabbos. Discussing Suda Shabbos. Maisel this woman does not seem to go this way. Come on, Rishon Rik says, Maisel, why in the world should Suda Shabbos not be a mitzvah over here? I wasn't mean over here to invite these things over here. So that means Stam, not the Suda itself. It means what they call Oinik Shabbos. It says I'm the Yashbo, not the Suda itself. It's Oinik Shabbos. That's what it means over here. Well, the way the Makar Kodesh wants to tie in, that means things that are not Nila Tzarech Shabbos. Maisel Orchor Shabbos himself, we want him to save it one way, in Shir, in Toshin Ayin Dalet, he says, I'm chosen to like Orchor Shabbos. And Toshin Ayin Ches, he explained, he said, the best way is, read the Mishnah. The Mishnah words of the Mechaber is, what are you having? Orchim, the Mina Megodim. Papyrus. Words of Papyrus says, Rashi is Mina Madanim. Well, it doesn't say Suda Shabbos. You read the word slowly, it's Faker. The words sound like, the look in Simon Reish Tzadi is the Simon Shulchan Aruch to eat Nash on Shabbos. What Simon Reish Tzadi is eating? Madonim, Nash, Mea Brochot over here. The case in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch case is Madonim. But they point out, when they say Lafukechas Orchim, the words of Taisha Shabbos, Mach Shekel Vusei Srad, what's the lotion? Sudas Mureyim. I should have said Sudas Shabbos. The words are Sudas Mureyim. Therefore, the Pashas is the Sudas Shabbos is a mitzvah. We saw the concept of Simchin Chafei Sefiud. What chilek of the Suda we can involve with Negev the short mock a mitzvah here. The Chush Shabbos is Nichol Negev of a mitzvah. It's not needed for the mitzvah. It's not needed. So the Shabbos is something you have to go do. It sounds like. If it comes out, we realize that most of our cases we don't have the Bayah Shemim Choik, whether it's in print or we have Barachos, it's not Biyodoy, or we make a shame over here. And most of our cases are Mokka Mitzvah. So most of our cases, this idea of Shtarad Yaitis, the Gaita Arishimot, the case of the Mishnah, Chor should not be a problem. Another case of Pashim discuss Mokka Mitzvah, where the person that gives you Hazmana, an invitation, or Moda'ah, to tell you about a Chasno, about a Bar Mitzvah, Shalom Zohar, in Shul, you go over to the bulletin board, the person have a right to go read it on Shabbos. One time someone we fact of Reuben, how in the world do you have a bulletin board with all the hasmanot for the simchas? What's the answer for people to go read it? We can go read it on Shabbos. That's Shem Yim Choyk. I'm not correct to erase it. No one here can erase it. Why not Gzeh Otter Shter Adyaitis? To come on the Is question to the Yashiv, and simple upon the Orchor Shabbos, they want to tie it very simple. The Mokka Mitzvah. No, it's what's a mitzvah? Either tell the guy Mazel Tov, making besimcha over here. Now, there's a little bit of a way of saying over the Isim Chaim, the Amos Shulis, you want time, it really depends. If it's negate, you to mishtat the simcha, go over to tell your person, give him a mazal tov, he might have campaigns upon you, that nechel makom mitzvah. Stam reading it first. Stam is right, they want time to love Dr. Zaheter. But let's say you misopek, do something you have no idea. Says in Chodesh Shani Amos Shalish, Nichol get a mitzvah again. Won't be a problem there. So we're reading the things over here that says a lot of people do simchos. A lot of times you have to know what it says to give the person the mazel tov or to go over to the simcha itself to be in tune with what the tzibur around you has. They discuss the daf by the daf kesher they get from the yeshivas. So somebody's always a letter to the parents from the Rebbe. Are you allowed to read it on Shabbos? They point out luchur is the gate to the sugya of chinuch. When the gate to the sibi you have to come to your kid, also the sugya of mitzvah over here should not be a problem. To read more than that, or for Shabbos says Rebbe should not put it more than that. Luchur read more than that. Luchur, what's that? Rebbe put inside. So again, we have a heter of mock mitzvah. The gate to otzer yaitis, a second heter. Kamung the mishapur according to Shari Tshuva, it's very important to invite the right people to your simcha. Otherwise, the chash chorva. Otherwise, lita case takolo. The sending the sugya and getting dachlenei kamsa bar kamsa. It's very important not to offend the wrong people. For the right reason, the wrong reason, whatever it is, don't offend people. Therefore, nichol and I get their mitzvah over here of shalom over here, shalom bayis over here. And therefore, the person the shamus has a right to read things, even though it's a suzer shus. That means talking about what students are discussing, nasi the Shabbos, talking about having a forced bias, or some kiddush, some Indian about Indian Shabbos, but make sure you got the right person to invite to your Indian Shabbos over here. Otherwise, oy. Come somebody, come over here. Example to this, they point out, could a gabbai read his list, the get to giving out aliyahs? When they get to his list of who to give out a cover by bris milo. So, come on, go Shabbos, Chaim Kanievsky, or for Shabbos, not over Shabbos, but others, they come along the time that it's very important for a gabbai to make sure the right people get the aliyahs. Otherwise, people know what happens in shuls, the wrong people get the aliyahs, or sometimes the right people, but the guy thinks the wrong people. The gate to Paris is very important the right people get the right covered over here. Otherwise, leads to a problem over here. So for Shabbos, wants the time to make sure there's a shamer. Each one wants that. So, the chorus should be the same sugya over here. A third head in the sugya is a case of something chokak bekoisel, something engraved inside the wall, not in the tavlo. That means ignore the case in the gate of Tavlu Heta Shem Yimchoik. And the case of the Mises Machliks and the Rishonim, Shan the Sigilvir, Rab and others, Mises comes out and the gate of Kleisel would not be Machlik for the case of Ishtar, Divla Mises Motor. Now, a case of being boiled, coming with Mishbu Kosmog Rom, then you have Bayab, it says second, another Sigil Shem Yimchoik. Which again, if it's not yours, you want to buy a Shem Yimchoik. Get a Shem, you want to buy a Shem Yimchoik. Which leads to the question on the Proichus. Or in the case over here where you have a luach zikaron on the wall, or you have the person who is tarim to the shul over here, these things are engraved, or being boiled maybe sometimes, or the pareches, you have to know what these things are over here. The question over here, can you read what it says in the pareches, or on the luach zikaron over here? Can you read it on Shabbos? To come along with there are different reasons why you're allowed to read it. Chaim know when he has a shtickle about it, he can get involved with the pareches of Kaddish, Kedush over here. So Kedusha, there's nichol get a mitzvah. There's no reason something that's Kodesh. Can read the case of the Parechas. Rabbi Yashin says, nichol get a Parechas of Kaisel. Chokal b'Kaisel, the mice is mutter. Maybe it's being boiled. Shem Yimchaik. I cannot erase what is nice and theirs. I can't even physically erase it. Labdavko. I can't erase it. So mice should not be a problem over here. Orchel Shabbos says, you only have a heter. His reason why the Parechas is mutter. It's a mokum mitzvah. Then he said, depends what it says on the Parechas. One time, the person's Ilun Ishmas, Yez Ramo, Avos Chesed says, that's a mitzvah from Farsim Indian. Let's say he says it's a life story, that he came from LA over here, and therefore he's nifted these days over here, and this is a little bit about him, so that you can't read. Only the name you're allowed to read, not more than that. Which is a Chiddush. Again, it really comes with Heter, or the Parechas is coming from. Coming from Kedusha, you'll have a Heter. Coming from the Sugya of Klesh, you'll have a Heter. So the idea of Mokum Mitzvah, or Shabbos, that depends what's being said over there. Sad Revi. Come on, Shom Zalman, the Chodesh Shani says, what's yet? And read what's on the Parechus. So, finally, we have four different avenues how to look at the case of Parechus and what the side of the Heter, if there is a Heter. A fourth Heter in the Gerd Otishtar Yaitis is something we just learned in the Sugya Simon Shnukov Gimel, something called Shame Ba'alma.
And the fact that she's
for the Israelis, no Heter. The Americans, maybe. We'll get to Bez Hashem. So there's a head to call Shem Alma. That means we had a Mishnah in Simon Shnukov Gimel quoting among a Rum that in those days people will buy things before Shabbos. They'll have the petik upon it. Now on the petik will have the person's name. Instead of among a Rum, you can make a hole inside this thing. Mishabura said he could put a pebble on top of this name over here to show that he bought it. Now, says the Magavram, Loi Mikush Jared Yaitis, why? It's Shekhoz by Eza Asik, when he only had a person's name. So, where's this from? They call it Shame Ba'almo. Person name of the Maisets Mutter. Now, there is Eli Rabba wants to argue on the Magavram, a Torah Shaman wants to argue, Maisa Pais can grow once Mishabura brings it down, Loch Maisa, Shame Ba'almo, the Maisets Mutter. Now, the question is, what is the definition of Shame Ba'almo? But come out and say your side. Something that you see without reading, your eye sees it right away. That's a shame alma. A person's name you see right away. Or another way of saying nothing being put together. That means a sentence is a noun, an adjective, and a verb. That's a story over here. When you have something that just says a name, Yisrael, that's called shame alma over here. You have a street sign that says it's from Shlomo Zalman, that's a name alma. See the gassi. That's a street. That means when you walk somewhere, how can you read the street sign and see where I'm going over here? What's my heter? Street sign, what's the heter? That is a shame ba'almo. Now the Orch HaShabbos brings it down the heter shame ba'almo by the street signs. So certain street signs have more than just a person's name. It's Chacham Shimon Nagasi, when he was alive, where they come from, the history, that you can't read. That's not shame ba'almo. The heter shame ba'almo. Another example the place can bring down, place cards. Last time, whether you have a place card by your seat, or you have it by a place where to go on the table there, even though there's something at top, something on bottom, no one's reading the top or the bottom part. Everyone's just reading the name. You see the name, that's Shem Ba'alma. The Maestat's that's case over there, that's Motor. A fifth enter is a signal of reading Shtara, something they read Behir. I mean, to understand this, again, we said the loch is Negate, reading Behir Shtara, Yaitis Mamish, the Maestat's that's also. That's also have a not like cases. What about otestered yaitis? There's otestered yaitis that have a case of a heter of hero. So come on, Moshe. We mentioned before, and Moshe was discussing how can a person read a Geras Shalom? How can he read a letter of his what's heter is by Yabin Sad Sukkah Mukso? So Moshe says you always have to take care of two problems. Shem Yimchok, Gzer otestered yaitis. Shem Yimchok, he said he had a heter. Why as Odom Choshev? Simon Ein Reshei. We tell the sugya of Shtar Hadyaitis, says the reason why it's mutter, the person should not read it with his mouth, read it behir l'maisa it's mutter. So come on, Moshe has a heter of hearer, a wound with your eyes, Shtar Hadyaitis. Felt like a heter. That means anytime you want to read something with your eyes, l'maisa it's mutter. And you tell me, we just said beforehand, the loch is as if you're gimel, person cannot read Shtar Hadyaitis behir. Yeah, that's true. That's the chenegeder of Shtar Yaitis Mamish. That means Lavush, the Yavis, the Shabbos, Krim Gon, McGrath, they're all discussing Shtar Yaitis Mamish. V'oid, come along in the Tziv, wrote down numerous places. He says, you want to read a newspaper on Shabbos? Newspaper on Shabbos? He says, you know what? Read it with your eyes. Hear her. There's no Isser of reading a newspaper on Shabbos. So you have a Maisha? No, a newspaper with the stories. That means you get the Locha, the what's more done Shabbos is. Some say Chochmo. Come on, the says, yeah, you cannot read this paper with your mouth. With your eyes, the Maisha is mutter like a Maisha. Who disagrees with the Mishnah Berurah? How the Mishnah Berurah disagrees? Where did I say it from? We'll leave the next heter. We have a sukkah here of Igeres Shalom, Sifya Dalet. Come on, the Torah, the Migzana Ben Tam, and says a person can read an Igeres Shalom Maisha on Shabbos. What's the reason, says the Torah? From the Beitam, Ulay Tzarech Guf. Might be Nichol the Heter of a person needs it for Shabbos. Tzarech Guf. Come on the Torah, Maisa, he says, Loi Maspek, it's not enough. And therefore, Alocha, come on the Rambam, the Paskins, Alocha is, Gershom, Maisa, Osir, why? Asher, it's Osir. We Paskin, Maisa, Star, Yetis, and the Gershom, Maisa, is Osir. Why is Gershom Osir for? I mean, Sivida, I'm going to ask the Gershom, why is it Osir for? Says Rambam, Igeres Shalom Nichol Igeres Shtar Yaitis Mamish. It's Chiddush. But a letter that you get from your friend, why is it Osir Shtar Yaitis Mamish? Those are the words of Mechabes of your Gimel, Shtar Yaitis Mamish. Come on, the Mishnah, everyone, you cannot go that way. It comes to correct the words of the Mechaber. It comes to be clear from the Rosh of Ben Yaino and others that Igeres Shalom is Otter Shtar Yaitis. So first, we have a look on Sif Yudalad. Igeres Shalom, we pass you cannot read. The question is why you cannot read it. Is it Shtar Yaitis Mamish or Otter Shtar Yaitis? Rishi Brua Paskin's Otrishtar Adyaitis. One machloikis. Rav Thompson Maisi can read it. Rav Paskin cannot read it. A second machloikis. Could a person read something be heard? So again, in Sifu Gimel, what are you Paskin? Not like Taisis. La Maisa the Loch is, it could be mutter to read it. I'm going to be also to read it. My son Chabai started Jaitis Mamish. Therefore, the Loch of here is, in Sifu Gimel, started Jaitis Mamish is also be heard. In Sifu Beis, Otra Jaitis is also be heard. Kamal Mechaber in Sifu Dalit says, when you have it Sirif, the Maisa is mutter. That means maybe by Gerishalim might be Tarcha Gof, number one. We don't have Paskin this way. But number two, you have a case of Kikar Behiru, where Tyson the Mice is Michael. So once you have a see where Tyson the Man Tom, the Mice is Yeshua Hokel. That means it comes out very clean. So if you dial it, you get a Gerashom, you get a letter from your friend, that might be Tzarech HaGuf. Do not read it with the mouth, read it Behiru. The Mice is Smoter. It comes out that what is the case over there, according to Mishnah Berurah, is Otter Shterad Yaitis. Fitziruf, Hiru is Motor. That means who says that here the Maisets also without the tier of Tzarech HaGuf, the Mishnah Berurah. That means the Mishnah Berurah is Organ of Moshe, Organ of Tziv. And we come down to Sifu Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah is saying the only time it's Mutter be here, it's Tziruf, Tzarech HaGuf, by what case of Otish Dorajaitis? That's the case over here. The Ger Shom can be a Tziruf to be Mekel. Otherwise, also according to Mishnah Berurah, there is no heter by Kate Otshad Yoshi, unless they're two things together against Ramosho. We have a close Ramosho and the Tziv against the Mishnah Berurah. What is the aside over here? What's the loch in the gate to hear about Otshad Yoshi? Now, first, practically, can you reread Bizmanazer Iker Shalom? We get a letter today. Letters, I think people still know what that is. You know, it comes in a stamp, it comes in a letter, mailbox, not the email letter. Get letters. They're still around. It's been around. So when you get a letter today, the Maisa, can you go read it? Come over Moshe and Shuvah, and it says, V'yishabal b'cheshvin Shuvah, l'chaim chelakei. Today, is anything that you need, Tzarech HaGuf, you know by telephone. The Moshe rang this 30, 40 years ago. Anything you need to know, you know 5 minutes later. Anything you don't need to know, you know 3 minutes later. The Maisa, anything you need to know, you don't need letters to go tell you what to go do. They will come over Moshe and says, L'chor, you will not have this setter. But on the other term, you won't have the heter of Iger Shalom, of the Ashiv, of Sharmen, of Chodeshani, they go this way. Kedakim Chanki asked him this question. The Maisa says, once you have the heter, Chazal Mati Gershom Maisa Matter. I today we know everything. Chazal Mati Gershom Maisa Smot over here. Read it over here. Now we do see a very important sight over here. We're saying the loch and Sifu Dalet is that we have a heter to read a Gershom be here because it might be Tzarech HaGuf. But let's say it's bad at Tzarech HaGuf. Sounds like no one argues the point. That means it comes along, we have noch a heter over here, but Otsha Yaitis, something that's bad at Tzarech HaGuf. Api the Torah, Api the Kishon Aruch, Api the Mishibu L'chol, be a case over here, that's Mutter. What's the reason? It's an Archa Shabbos, because the person that's Tzarech HaGuf, that's Nimel on Shabbos, you won't switch with Tzarech Yaitis Mamish. Therefore, for example, says the Swami, you want to read ingredients of the food on Shabbos, Tzarech HaGuf. I have to know if I can eat these things on Shabbos. Says the Archa Shabbos, Tzarech HaGuf. I need to read it on Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter. That means the whole Machlok, Tzarech HaGuf, is Ulay Tzarech HaGuf, Mitzirah for here. So the Archa Shabbos, but you want to read it with your mouth. Without your mouth, that's Sifu Dalet. Avadi can. Without your mouth, that's Iker Shalom. Avadi can read a bearer. With your mouth, he says, that's Tzarech HaGuf, Maisa Smoter. You have to go somewhere. Need a map. So the Archa Shabbos, that's my Tzarech HaGuf. I mean, Shmir HaGuf. They get to health reasons. Not a problem. Also, we said a reason why you're allowed to read the street signs over here, or the address of a person, or where the person's going, is why I'll change Ba'almo. Nothing reason, you know why? Tzarech HaGuf. I have to know where I'm going over here. That means I can read a gassi to know where to go over here. Or I can ask a person, he'll look up at the street sign, he'll look at it and tell me where I'm going over here. Why? Because besides Shem Ba'alma, Nichol Eter, a Tzarech HaGuf, you need directions over here. Now, if that's a head of Tzarech HaGuf, the question is, once it's mutter, is a hakira among the achoinim, is it hotra or dechuyah? For example, let's say you already read the letter one time, can you read it a second time? So Kundra started, you just closed the Hotra the Khoya. Once you had a head tzarech HaGuf, is it mutter to read it again? Kamal Al-Mashul says no, it's only the Khoya. Kamal Al-Archer Shabbat says no, Mais it's mutter. He Kamal Al-Mashitosa says why? Because he said the head is Lu Oslam Bechlof, started Yachis, and the end day, Tzarech HaGuf, Tzarech HaGuf. And then the Mais it's mutter. Or another Nafkamina, let's say something is that's not tzarcha guf for you. Can you read ingredients? For him it's tzarcha guf, for me it's not. I don't need for ingredients. Maybe I shouldn't need it to read ingredients, but I don't have no interest. So come to Orchel Shabbos, the Maisa, once it is ben etzem tzarcha guf, I'm not reading for that reason, Maisa it's mutter. Come along Amos Shul says, no, it's sugyan t'chuyo, there will be also. So it's a question of how far to take this side of a tzarcha guf. We have a het over here. Same thing, you want to go to, let's say, a restaurant, Shabbos, Yontif, they give you a menu. Can you go read it? Come on, the Shabbos say, you got to know what to go order. That's Nechon Lehetev, Tzarech HaGuf. There should not be a problem over here. Again, the Nevetzal says, better to read it with your eyes. Can the Imamish have the Mechap over here? It says, Tzarech HaGuf, here the Maiseh is Mutter. Orchel Shabbos, the Lepor, the Mechol, come out. Even a Kriya, the Maiseh is Mutter. Come on, the Chodeshani, he says, let's how far I take this side over here. He says, let's say you have in front of you a Rishima of name the people, and you have Monot, you have portions over here, Mamish the Mishnah. And the Maisa, if you don't read it and figure out who to go to what, to where, you have no Menuchas and Nefesh on Shabbos. I gotta read my list, see what to go serve for my friends over here. He said, Nichol Nehetim Tzarech HaGuf. Tzarech HaGuf. Mamish, Shabbos, not Menuchas and Nefesh on Shabbos.
Why the Mishnah?
The Mishnah's not the case. Not the case. To come that you have to realize the mission itself that asks it. We have let's be honest here. The mission asks it either Hashem Yimchoik or Shorot Shorot Yaitis. Hashem Yimchoik will have a heter either to people or a shamer, number one. Will have a heter when it's not yours, it's a shamish for somebody else. I can read my wife's list, I cannot erase it. Or I'll have a heter, I'm a Mechoshev, when's the last time we erased something over here? Or today we do things in Ravchus, nobody has Hashem Yimchoik. If you have four times, practically, Bismanazer Hashem Yimchoik. The Gez Shorot Yaitis, most of the times, the Gez Sudas Mitzvah, Sudan Shabbos. Void, when Moshe says, read it behira, there's no problem, it's Siv over here. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Void, you have Nuchas and Nefesh for reading it. Some people, the people are OCD over here, if they don't read it, they have a problem over there. Nuchas and Nefesh is another way of saying OCD. Everyone knows that. So Moshe says, you have a heter. So when the Mishnah came along to Asa, has its prams and klolim, but most of the time, it's not really the Geritals. Can you read a telephone book to go see an address over here? So the Shani wants to ask her, come on, we'll be Asher, we'll be Asher, we'll be Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos, Yaakov Yosef, the one time, the Lechur, the Derek Lal, the Tzarcha Gof, I have to know where I'm going over here. Now, the Duke and the Bible tell us, Sugil Mokso, well, if it's Klisha Mach, it's so they say it's Mutzar Kuf Mekaymoy. Maybe it's only category two, has no other use. So they say, well, in America, has use very thick and everyone sits, well, the kids sit on top of it, has no other use. They say, oh, Yish Lodin, what category Mokso over here it exactly is. How far I take it, we'll have to use it. What depends on that magazine? What? Look, I have to read it all. Good. I know that. We'll get no. Shima. Look, the nefesh means people get overwhelmed. They don't know what to serve them. Guess and be, it's a OCD is not. No. We'll get to different after. No, we'll get to more about the next time. But no, I don't think it's the same. Look, the nefesh is different than oinig. Two separate terror. I think it's the nefesh different terror. How far I take these set over here? Let's say you're playing a game on Shabbos, the games that are mutter, whatever they are, what the cases are, and the kids want to play a game. Can you read the instructions to play the game? The Orchel Shabbos instructions? That's Tzarech HaGuf. Now that he says, Klang, maybe the adults can read it for the Ketanim over here. Tzarech Hino, it says. That's called Tzarech HaGuf over here. So come down the gate to Otrishter Yaitis. We went through Beikir 8 different Terim over here. We went through number 1, we have a heter of Tzarech Mitzvah. Number 2, we have a heter Keinzer of a Shamish. Mokum Chorbin, Takol over here. Number 3, we have a heter, Chokuk Bekleisel, maybe it's in the category of a Pereches. A 4th heter, what's called Shema Alma, Mishimun Simon Shinchov Gimel. A 5th heter, according to Moshe Tzev, reading Behira, which is against the Mishnah Berurah. A 6th heter over here, according to La Paiski, reading Beli Kavono. Akav, you see it. Avada Smutter, again, Chaim Knievsky and the Chodshani. A 7th heter, Iger Sholom, Mises Mutter, I day the case of Hero, might be case of Tzarech HaGuf. And the 8th heter of Tzarech HaGuf Mamish. So it comes out to ask the things practically and so far we read, where we spoke about, very hard to ask her. And a lot of things are even mutl and chilo. The main issue is, especially next Chaburo, is how in the world can read the books. How can we read novels? How can we read magazines over here? That's not that simple over here. I'm making the question really two times. Negate to Shabbos, and even negate to Mechol. So we have a big problem with the Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like even Mechol Yavaya, Sugya Moshe Leitzim. Baruch Hashem, we'll try to meet Yashu in a minute for that next time. Slava Rabbah.